let's just to review from yesterday. So basically we have this Kenyan Dalaramos. Okay, so basically this thing is, where does Kenyan Dalaramos work? So Kenyan Dalaramos is Chalas Kenyan. It's the beginning of Kenyan. So the question is, the machlokas is the basic, it's a three machlokas, but the first breakdown is, does it work anywhere or or not anywhere? Okay, not in, for instance, because it work in someone else's field. Okay, could I do Kenyan Dalaramos in someone else's field? Do you say, look, it's not my field, I don't have any right to make it my field? So he said, the machlokas is, how does Kenyan Dalaramos work? It's the idea, it's the beginning of the Kenyan. But how does it work? Is it that it's, that I'm, there's a, the halacha recognizes a process of Kenyan, and once I get within four amos, I've begun the process of picking it up, and therefore it has the halachic effect of preventing other people. So then, you say that, who cares where it is? Bottom line is once I get within four amos, I'm in the middle of picking it up. So I don't care if it's in his field or it's in someone else's field. I'm allowed to pick it up in his field, like by payah, for instance, where Ani is allowed to pick it up in the field of a poor person, allowed to pick it up in the field of the owner. So since you have a right to pick it up, you have a right to start picking it up. So if they say Haskalas Kenyan, it's just that you're starting the action, who really cares where it is? Or do we say that, no, that Haskalas Kenyan is, just to say Haskalas Kenyan in the abstract, doesn't work. It has to be concretized, Haskalas Kenyan. The way it's concretized is that you've entered it into your space, okay, into your makom. That once you bring it, once you get it into your makom, that's defined as Haskalas Kenyan. It's not just because you're in the middle of picking it up, but it's because you've brought it into your makom. So when you walk within Dalaramos, now it's in your makom, it's in your space. And that's what's defined as Haskalas Kenyan. The difference is, if it's in someone else's field, you don't have space. You don't have a makom. It's his field, he owns it totally. You can't set up shop in another guy's field. It's his field, and you don't have a space in another guy's field. So if you say that the way it works is not just through the fact that you've started picking it up, but through the fact that you've brought it into your makom, so that doesn't work in a place which can't be your makom. It's his field, so that precludes you from making it into your makom. So it only works through, that's the haskalah. So mostly, you started it because you brought it into your location. Next step is just to pick it up. Fine, so that's the one machlokas. Now the question is what about in Rishus Rabim? Okay, so definitely, let's say it doesn't work in someone else's space, because it works through a makam. So the question is, what about in Rishus Rabim? Can you do it in the middle of a public place? Okay, so on the surface, the Gemara says you could, because now it's not someone else's place, so it's the Rishus of the Rabim. Okay, it's a public property. It's a public property. It means anyone has rights there. Right. So I have a right to set up my four amos and bikona. Why not? Okay, but the other shita, so that's her papa. Rav Shesha says, no. It doesn't work because dach givei rabim. Because there's like rabim are passing through there, pushing through there.
It's not yours.
Okay, well, it doesn't say that, though. He doesn't say because it's not yours. Sounds like it is yours, because it's everyone's. But he says the reason why is because the rabbanon set up dalar amos, they didn't set it up by Rishus rabim, because dach givei rabim, because the rabim is pushing through there. Okay, it's like the path of the passing by. So he said it means it's like the function of the rabbim. He says technically, in the identity of the location, really it lends itself to the Dalaramos because it's Rishus HaRabbim, means everyone has rights there. He says, yeah, but the nature, it's true, everyone has rights there, but the function of setting up your own Dalaramos in the Rishus HaRabim, in a place whose functions, the nature of the function of Rishus HaRabim is it's a thoroughfare, so that contradicts the function of setting up shop, setting up Dalaramos. Okay, it's against, even though in shame of the location identity, the identity of the location is Rishus HaRabim, so therefore you really could do it. But the function of the makom, the function of the location is one of one which precludes is not in line with the concept of Kenyan Dalaramos. Kenyan Dalaramos is that I'm, like you said, for instance, in Penn Station. Penn Station is a public property. Anyone could walk through there. Yeah, but you say, could you just sit down in the middle of Penn Station? We'll say, technically, you could argue, yeah, because look, it's public. Well, then the function of sitting down is contradictory to the function of Rishus HaRabim. So the question, so we just wanted to define what's the question. So perhaps the question is that when the Chachamim set up the Kenyan Dalaramos, they had to define where are they setting it up. And what location is it gonna apply? Okay, in what location? Because it works through makom. It works through Chazal saying that you have a right to, so to speak, define a makom and allow that makom to be kona for you. So how do they define the parameters of the Kenyan, of where it works? Do they define it based upon the conceptual identity of the Shem Rishos? And if it's a Rishos which lends itself to your usage, then they say it works. And if it's a Rishos which doesn't, then it doesn't. Okay, so they define it based upon the identity of the Rishos, the Rishos, Rishos Rabim, versus the Rishos of some other guy. But as long as, in Shem, you have rights on the Rishos, so then they extend the Kinyan Dalaramos to that Makam. Or do you say that they define the parameters based upon the function of the Kinyan Dalaramos? And the nature of the function, the way the Kinyan Dalaramos works is through your setting up a location, and the Makom of Rishos HaRabim is not suited towards that, towards that function. The utility, right. So the Makom of the Rishos HaRabim is not suited to that, to that Kinyan. Well, you're setting up a...
Your argument is that's not enough.
What I'm saying is, well, that's the question, is could you be set, the nature of setting up, it's not just setting up, the way setting up works is that you're setting it up to the exclusion of other people. It's the nature of that's the way Kinyan Dalaramos works. It's like you've begun the Kinyan by putting it into, it's in my space, it's not in your space.
So
what
size doesn't
work? So I said, look, that's a function. And I said, I have a right to do things just around. One of the things is to set up, to be Kona, to set up a space and be Kona. But it's just saying is that practically the function, it impedes with the function of the makom. It's against the function of the makom. But in identity, I have bailus on the makom, just like everyone else has bailus. So I have bailus, I have a right to set up, just like if I have a right to do something that takes up 4 amos or whatever, right, to adjust my package or to empty my horse or whatever it is that may take up space. So you have a right to take up space. But the function of the makom is not in line with setting up the person just said they are going there and setting up his place and excluding other people. So the question is whether they extended it to Rishos HaRabim, where the shame of the makom lends itself to this kinyan, but the function of the makom is does not lend itself to. So the question is whether they extended it, that's the way the Gemara is saying it. Kitakinu Rabbanan, where did they set up? Where did they extend this kinyan? There's a reason why you shouldn't, a reason why you shouldn't. You should because you have a right there. So you have a right there conceptually, so therefore you set it up. But you shouldn't because even though you have a right there, but this type of function is not in line with the nature of the makom. So, I mean, you could say, look, but they gave you a right to do it. I mean, you could say technically it's your, that's a shame. But you see, saying is that Chazal wouldn't set up an institution of a kinyan which is not in line with the nature of the rishos, the function of the rishos. So John's asking a question, but I think the question you're asking will be brought out by the Gemara, the next step in the Gemara, which is that within, you'll tell me afterwards if it's so question still exists, but I think it's you're hitting on the next point in the Gemara, which is that assuming that you say it doesn't work, that it does work. Okay, did you get this guy? Okay. Yeah, so it says, assuming is the next point, is that assuming you say that it does not work in Rishos HaRabim, you have a little bit of a question. Because the Gemara says that it works b'chal makom, in anywhere. So the question is, where's anywhere? It's just the simta, just an alleyway, which is basically, an alleyway is a place where it does work. Because that's basically owned by the public, but it's not, no one passes through there really. So everyone has rights there, but no one passes through. But it says, Dalamas works b'chal makom. So what's that including? Chal makom sounds like every place. Sounds like there's an inclusion. So what's it including? If you say that it works in Rishos HaRabim, you'll say chal makom is including Rishos HaRabim. But if you say that it doesn't work in Rishos HaRabim, so what's it including? So it says it's including Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, which is the sides of Rishos HaRabim. The sides of Rishos HaRabim are basically, like, in general, they're so to speak, empty. They're the sides of, like, the shoulder. You know, like, generally they're pretty empty. But if it gets overcrowded in the Rishos HaRabim, then the traffic, it goes on to the Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, on the sides of Rishos HaRabim. Simta, there's two things. There's Simta, which is an alleyway, which is really like a side street, and that's never really a place of thoroughfare. And then Tzidei Rishos HaRabim is a place which sometimes has spill-off traffic, but in general, it's not. So the question, so Bakal, it's saying is that according to Rav Papa, Rosh Hashas, it doesn't work in Rosh Hashas Rabin, but it's teaching you it does work in Tzidei Rosh Hashas Rabin, the sides of Rosh Hashas Rabin. So the question is, what's the question, the Chakira, within Rosh Hashas, whether or not it will work in Tzidei Rosh Hashas Rabin or it will not work in Tzidei Rosh Hashas Rabin? Granted that it doesn't work in Rosh Hashas Rabin, should it work in the sides of a Shasa Rabban, which again, which could partake of the traffic of the Rabban, but in general they don't. Okay, so maybe the question gets back to what Jonah was just asking me before that. Definitely Rosh Hashanah's idea is that it's based on the function of the Shasa Rabban. But is it pshat that they said that the only place where Kinyan Dalai Lama's works is a place which is like amenable to the function, which has the function of people setting up shop there, people open, you know, just setting up their space? Or do you say no? Is that really Kinyan Dalai Lama's an institution? But it's that like by a makom which is contradictory to the idea, to the function. It's like they couldn't say the Kenyan here. Like, is it like a positive idea or is it a negative idea? Is it the one way you're saying is like it doesn't work in Shas Rabban because he holds it's impossible. The function like prevents it. Versus a different way to say it would be that they only did it in a place whose function really lends itself to this type of Kenyan, this type of a place. Right? Those are two possibilities. Right? That's the kind of what you're asking, right? How's that? So how does that play out here? So I'd say is that, see, Tidur Shas Rabban is like kind of neither here nor there. Okay? You, on the one hand, you can't say that it's really like a public thoroughfare and it contradicts the idea of Kinyan Rosh to Kinyan Dalai Lama's because in general there's not much going on there. So if you say it is that really he agrees that really should extend it to everywhere, but he holds that the function of Kedah of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim prevents that from happening, so then the function of Tidur Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not going to prevent it, because in general it doesn't have that function. Okay? But if you say that he's saying a new idea, that the way we choose our location to apply it, to say this Kinyan Dalai Lama's is by locations which are really, you know, made for people to just set up their stuff, made for people to just lend themselves to that function. So you can't say Tidur Shas Rabban is that, because Tidur Shas Rabban is really, it's so to speak, it's identified as the place where if going gets tough in a Shas Rabban, people could, you know, it becomes like the street, the Shas Rabban. So therefore, part of its function is really the Shas Rabban's function. So you can't identify it as a location which is built or, you know, which is conducive to the function of the Dalai Lama's. You wouldn't say, but again, if you say that he really agrees that intrinsically it should apply everywhere, but it just Rosh Rabban is like Afgah, it's removed from the Kinyan Dalai Lama's, then you can't say it's removed, because what makes Rosh Rabban removed is because it's always people going around all over the place. But in Rosh Rabban you wouldn't say that. You could look at it as two ways to understand what Rav Sheshes is arguing with Rav Papa. Is he saying, I agree with you, Rav Papa, that it should apply intrinsically, you know, anywhere that you have bailas on, you know, anywhere that you have bailas on, namely, therefore, as long as Rosh Hashanah should be fine. But I hold that the function of Rosh Hashanah makes it impossible. He'll say they simply can't do it. Can't do it in a place which is basically a public thoroughfare. The function makes it impossible. I agree with you, Shah. I agree with you. Look, as long as you have rights, so you should. But the function makes it impossible. So then that's only Minor Shas Rabban, but in a Tzidur Shas Rabban, it's not going to make it impossible. Or do you say that, no, the Rav Sheshes is saying is, I don't think it should be determined. I don't think you should set up your location simply based upon who owns it and whether you have rights there. I think it should be based on the function. And the Takana should be in a place whose function lends itself to the function of Dalai Lama's, namely a Simta. Place which is really a private place, but it shouldn't. If that's the, as he's saying, it's a whole different idea from Papa. It shouldn't really be based on ownership, but it's based on the nature of the location that it functions for that. So then it's going to only be limited to Simta. Tishas Rabban is not going to be that type of a location. So it's like a further, but that's what it's saying is not that way. The Gemara is saying is Kvichol Makom, and it's good with Lashon, the way it says it, is that the Bryce says, everywhere. So it means it's saying is that really Rav Sheshes agrees that they should apply it everywhere where they want to, everywhere where it's relevant, everywhere that the guy has bailas. But he just says that you can't do it by Rosh Hashanah. But it's like it writes it in an expansive way, b'chol makom, to show you that he's not just saying it's a very, very limited thing, depends on the function. It's really expansive and it applies wherever it's possible. Okay, and it's just that it can't happen in Rishus Rabba. So that's why he writes it that way. So the subtle way that he words it is indicative of including Rishus Rabba. Because it's good, because otherwise it was Chol Makom, everywhere, what's it including? These side streets, you know? But sure, it's the way he writes it is that it's really, it's not a limited type of a thing. It's really an expansive idea of where it works, and it's just that he doesn't allow Rishus Rabba because it simply can't work there. You know what I mean? But if it's a very specific thing, which is contingent upon a specific function of the simta, the alleyway, don't write b'chal makom. It's not b'chal. It's not all everywhere. On the contrary, it's a very limited type of functional place. And it turns out, with the way it turns out, Rosh Hashanah and Rav Papa are closer together. They're closer together. The machlokas is just that the identity of the location of Rav really lends itself. It should have kinyan d'alamos. The question is, do you say the function of dachki b'rabim, the thoroughfare, is like a tired disaster? It prevents that. And I don't know what that's a question in. I don't know whether that's a question. It's their sensitivities. Do you say that they could set it up? Could the Rabbanah set it up in face of the fact that it's Dachi Barab, that there's a function of the Rab? Is that like a Makiv or not? Does that prevent the ability for the Rabbanah to extend it there? Do they artificially limit the application of the Kenyan away from Rishus Rab because the function of the Rab prevents it? Or do they say no? Is that as long as conceptually it lends itself to it, then they kept it? I mean, it's good. The question of Rosh Hashanah is like the natural next question. Now, what Rav Papa, what is Rosh Hashanah doing? How far is he going? He's certainly introducing this idea of function. Is he agreeing with Rav Papa that it goes by, should go by the Hashem and the Rosh Hashanah, the identity of Rosh Hashanah? He's just saying, I can't see saying that in Rosh Hashanah. The function of the Rabbim simply can't allow for it. It can't happen. Is that his argument? Or is he saying, no, I don't think it should go by the Shem and the Rishos. I think it should go by the nature of the function of the Rishos. It shouldn't go by whether you own it or not. It should go by what is the nature of the function of the Rishos. It's just that was kind of what you're asking. Like, is he... Rapapa's definitely saying is he could just go by the... Well, he was saying, Rapapa's idea, he doesn't like, he says it can't work in the other guy's Rishos because it's simply impossible. Right? But that's the question. Rishesha is also saying the Rishos Ram is impossible. Or is Rosh Hashanah saying then Tzidur Shalom won't be impossible? Or is he saying is no, it's not an impossible idea, but it's just that they didn't set it up based upon like where you have rights. They set it up based upon the function, in which case it shouldn't apply to either of them. Yeah. It's smooth, it's a good question, and you see right away the way it's formulated, in the formulation of the Mesorah about what the Takana is like the resolution to that natural question. You know what I mean? Subtly, but it says he set up for Avraham's B'chol Makom. Everywhere. Okay, so that's the sugya. Okay, so I guess we'll start now. The further we already did. Further is about Kenyan Yad, whether Yad works through Shlichos or Chatzer. We did that months ago. Okay, so we're going to go now to a different parak. Hamafked. Hamafked. So maybe we should...